Father Jim. Our Lord loves us to the end. He died for us. Now, I am not a man for war. I was born in 1935 and remember the Second World War, being bombed, living underground. My father was away for 6 years between when I was 4 and when I was 10, which is a very formative time without a father. When he came home, he was usually drunk. And in the smallest possible way, I suppose you can say I'm a war victim. Nothing compared to other people, but at least I've been a victim of war. I know what fear is. Not to have a father. I know what rationing is. I know what waiting for V1 flying bombs to land. Yes, I was very frightened as a child. And then I had to do my 2 years national service in the Royal Engineers. I was stationed in Germany. June Note 19, I was responsible for 90 men and did it. I'm amazed looking back at it. It was a great privilege to be their father and their mother and their friend and their brother, really to care for one's troops. So although I'm not in favour of war, I really do want to say something to thank those who sacrificed themselves for their countries, whether they were killed or wounded or not. I have a little cottage in the northwest of France, just a very little modest place where one day I might retire, and it's near the First World War battlefields of the Somme. And if I have visitors who are interested, I take them on little walks of the trenches and the cemeteries galore and the battlefields, and also to some places of the Normandy invasions in 1944. I always make a point of going to French cemeteries and German military cemeteries. So my little contribution today is really for all nations who've lost sons and daughters in war. It doesn't matter what your label is, all these people were sent to fight for a cause, whether it was a good cause or not, perhaps they weren't in a position to say. When we have Remembrance Sunday in England, we used to make a special fuss of war widows who brought up their children without their husbands. It was very moving, the heroism of the home front. After the First World War, when people came home to Germany or England, they found that they really weren't appreciated. At the time they were. It was unemployment. Many of them have seen pictures of veterans in Germany on the streets, lost limbs, selling boxes of matches. We can be very fickle and forget our gratitude for those who did something so that we could be safe. I remember my father talking about the First World War at great length, and I remember thinking, I hope I don't grow up like that talking, but I am, because I do think it's important that we don't forget that we do owe a lot so that we can carry on our life in some sort of freedom today. And I'm thinking of all the wars that are going on in different parts of the world and the suffering. So I'm thinking of all those heroic people, whatever their cause, who are willing to die for their people. This poem, again by Rudyard Kipling, we heard about Danny Deaver a few weeks ago, is called Tommy. Tommy was the name, Tommy Atkins, for a British soldier in the First World War, and just shows how quick we forget. I went to a public house to get a pint of beer. The publican, he up and says, "We serve no redcoats here." The girls behind the bar, they laughed and giggled. Fit to die. I outs into the street again, and I says to myself, says I, "Oh, it's Tommy this, and Tommy that, and Tommy go away." "But it's thank you, Mr. Atkins," when the band begins to play. "The band begins to play, my boys, the band begins to play. Oh, it's thank you, Mr. Atkins," when the band begins to play. I went to a theatre, as sober as could be. They gave a drunk civilian room, but hadn't none for me. They sent me to the gallery or round the music halls. But when it comes to fighting, Lord, they'll shove me in the stalls. For it's Tommy this and Tommy that and Tommy wait outside. And it's special train for Atkins when the troops on the tide. The troops on the tide, my boys, the troops on the tide. Oh, it's special train for Atkins when the troop is on the tide. Yes, making mocker uniforms that guard you while you sleep is cheaper than them uniforms, and their starvation cheap. And hustling drunken soldiers when they're going large a bit is five times better business than parading in full kit. Then it's Tommy this and Tommy that and Tommy how's your soul. But it's thin red line of arrows when the drums begin to roll. The drums begin to roll, my boys, the drums begin to roll. Oh, it's thin red line of arrows when the drums begin to roll. We aren't no thin red arrows, nor we aren't no blackguards too, but single men in barracks, most remarkable like you. And if sometimes our conduct isn't all you fancy paints, why, single men in barracks don't grow into plaster saints. For it's Tommy this and Tommy that and Tommy fall behind. But it's pleased to walk in front, sir, when there's trouble in the wind. There's trouble in the wind, my boys, there's trouble in the wind. Oh, it's pleased to walk in front, sir, when there's trouble in the wind. You talk of better food for us and schools and fires and all. We'll wait for extra rations if you treat us rational. Don't mess about the cookroom slops and prove it to our face. The widow's uniform is not the soldier man's disgrace. For it's Tommy this and Tommy that and chuck him out, the brute. But it's saviour of the country when the guns begin to shoot. And it's Tommy this and Tommy that and anything you please. And Tommy ain't a blooming fool. You bet that Tommy sees. Let's care for our veterans of all countries, those who were wounded or gave their lives for us. That's what our Lord did, and he asks us, don't forget. And the Eucharist is inviting us, do this in memory of me. Body given, blood shed. Amen.